91X News.
It's minus one with light snow at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver. In the news, fire investigators remain on the scene at a Quinte area sports store. Smoke started billowing out of the Runway Power Sports building on the corner of Dundas Street and Aikens Road around 6 this morning. Police and firefighters were quickly on the scene and put the fire out in about 20 minutes. There were no reported injuries. Power Sports also had a serious fire at their former location on White's Road sometime last year. The cause of that fire is still unknown, and today's blaze is still under investigation. Two people are facing charges after an assault turned into a tussle with a passerby and the police. Belleville police received several calls about a man assaulting a woman, dragging her by her hair, on North Front Street. A passerby intervened and held the man to the ground until police arrived to handcuff him. The man tried to kick the police, at the same time the woman punched then spit on the police. Both were taken into custody. There were only minor injuries. The 23-year-old Belleville man is facing three charges of assault, and the 20-year-old Belleville woman is facing two charges of assaulting police. A house fire in Trenton has been under investigation for a few days now. A Quinte West man is facing charges for arson and growing marijuana as the cause of a house fire in Trenton on Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon, employees of a hair salon on Ontario Street saw black smoke pouring out of the house's attic windows. The homeowner was charged but unharmed, and the house has major damages. 66-year-old James McCants of Quinte West is facing two charges of arson and one charge of producing marijuana. He will be in court on March 15th. Sometime between January 20th and February 2nd, 2012, an unknown group of people broke into a Campbellford residence that's under renovation to raise the roof. While inside, they appeared to have had a party, ransacked the house, consumed liquor, sprayed graffiti throughout, and stole a flat-screen television. Provincial police believe at this time that additional items may have been stolen, but need to wait for confirmation from the house owner. The culprits appear to have pried open a rear window to gain entry. Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and would like to encourage anyone with information on this crime or any other crime to contact the Ontario Provincial Police or Peterborough Northumberland Crime Stoppers. The OPP would also like to remind homeowners to minimize the signs of an empty house when they'll be away for a period of time. A resident who lives near Wisers Road and Highway 37 says the intersection is very dangerous. Rick Lake is circulating petitions asking for changes to the intersection. He says there needs to be more signage and a better turning lane. Lake was the second person on the scene last December when two women died and four others were sent to hospital. Their car was rear-ended by a transport truck and was pushed into the southbound lane where it was struck head-on.
So when I got up to the first car that the four girls were in, an off-duty paramedic had just got there too. And he had said, "I'm an off-duty paramedic," so I told him, "Well, I'm an off-duty captain for the fire department." And he said, "Do you know what a code 5 is?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Both of them in the front," which means two, people are dead.
So far, Lake has collected 300 signatures on his own. He, his neighbors, and the families of the deceased are going to bring the petition to the city of Belleville February 20th. The Ontario government has confirmed that American-based heavy equipment maker Caterpillar Incorporated will close its electromotive plant in London, Ontario. Economic Development Minister Brad DeGuidz says he has heard Caterpillar will close the locomotive plant in London, where 450 workers were locked out January 1st. Just 2 days ago, Premier Dalton McGuinty criticized Caterpillar, although not by name, during a speech in London, saying the company was not living up to Ontarians' expectations. Electromotive has demanded pay cuts of up to 50% when it locked out the employees, who are represented by the Canadian auto workers. Locals feared Caterpillar always intended to move the locomotive manufacturing from Electromotive to a facility in the United States. The economy could squeeze out only a minor gain of 2,300 jobs last month. Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press reports the unemployment rate increased as more people joined the job hunt.
StatsCan reports the jobless rate ticked up a notch to 7.6% last month. The economy continued to struggle to produce jobs in numbers large enough to absorb the increase in Canadians seeking employment. January was the third month in the last four that saw the unemployment rate increase since last September's 7.2% post-recession low.
In the United States, the unemployment rate was lower for the fifth month in a row, this time dropping to 8.3% after a January surge in hiring stateside. Doctors are warning lovers to be extra cautious this Valentine's Day in the peak of cold and flu season.
Love is in the air.
Love isn't the only thing in the air this Valentine's Day. The holiday falls smack dab in the middle of cold and flu season, prime time for contagious germs. Playing the role of the wet blanket, infectious disease expert Dr. Jorge Parada at Loyola University in Illinois says sharing a kiss, a sip from the same wine glass, or a fork during dessert may seem romantic, but it's also the first lesson in how to catch a cold 101. Parada says mid-February is peak season for colds, flu, and even mono. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The FBI says that hackers have intercepted a sensitive conference call between the FBI and Scotland Yard cybercrime investigators. The Loosenet hacking collective, known as Anonymous, released a roughly 15-minute-long recording of what appears to be a conference call devoted to tracking and prosecuting members of this group. The Bureau said it was hunting those responsible for obtaining and publishing illegally collected information. That's 91X News, the 1206. Renee Rogers has sports next.
Hey, it's simple. I want what I want when I want it.
At Quintessential Credit Union, we get you. We get you're busy, paving the way to your future, making your mark on the world. And you just might need a helping hand when it comes to your finances. You need to buy your first set of wheels, get your first credit card, or simply pay this month's cell phone and grocery bill. Quintessential Credit Union understands students' unique financial needs and what's important to you. Come in. Talk with us. We're listening. We get you.
Quintessential Credit Union, Bavel and Trenton. My credit union, my community, my future.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local Junior A hockey, Coburg Cougars meet the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7 tonight. Wellington Dukes will be on home ice when they face off against the Whitby Fury at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks will host the Lindsay Muskies. And there will be a special guest at the Golden Hawks game tonight. Wendell Clark will be making an appearance. He'll be dropping the puck tonight at 7:30. Clark is perhaps best known for being number 17 of the Toronto Maple Leafs, captaining the team from 1991 to 1994. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls are at Kitchener tonight at 7:30. And in the NHL, Ottawa will host the New York Islanders tonight at 7:30. There are four other games on the schedule. Still in NHL news, Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien will likely go to trial on charges that he operated a boat on Mississauga Lake while he was impaired. Byfuglien's lawyer says he and a prosecutor are miles apart and anticipates the case will go to trial in June. A former NHL player has opened up about abuse he experienced at a residential school in Saskatchewan. Fred Sasakamous says he's been haunted by what happened to him when he was 9 years old at the Duck Lake Residential School.
So much that I have to carry. My little friend that I see in front of me in bed being raped. My brother, who I seen also being raped in front of me.
Sasakamous said it's only because of the truth and reconciliation hearings that he feels he can talk about his issues in such detail. Mr. Hockey himself, Gordie Howe, soaked up the love in Vancouver yesterday. First at a news conference where he was the Western Hockey League's Giants, unveiled a special jersey, and then at a game between his Detroit Red Wings and the Vancouver Canucks, where he received a standing ovation. Howe is dealing with dementia, but his son Marty says number 9 still loves spending time with young fans.
He likes being around people. That's his thing. He enjoys being around. He loves kids. He can't go down the hallway when we're trying to get him out of there. If he sees a kid, it's like a magnet.
The 83-year-old hockey legend's wife died of Pick's disease, a rare form of dementia, in 2009. The New England Patriots will keep a close eye on Rob Gronkowski today. The All-Pro tight end practiced yesterday on a limited basis for the first time since suffering a high ankle sprain in the AFC Championship game. Gronkowski will listen to the advice of trainers, but says he'll make the final call if he's ready to play in the Super Bowl on Sunday against the New York Giants. In NFL news, quarterback Peyton Manning has received the okay from his surgeon to start taking hits again. However, the Indianapolis Colts say he hasn't passed the team physical and is not cleared to play. Manning missed the entire season after having his third neck surgery in 19 months. Even if Manning can take the hits, there's no guarantee he'll remain in Indy. The Colts owe Manning a $28 million U.S. dollar roster bonus on March 8th. If they don't pay it, they could risk losing him in free agency. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Today, it's mainly cloudy with a high of +3. Tonight, still cloudy, clearing before morning, and a low of -7. Saturday, we'll see some sunshine with a high of -1. Sunday, still sunny with a low of -10 and a high of -1. Monday, we should see a mix of sun and cloud with a low of -6 and a high of +3. At 12:10, it's -1. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. News is next at 1.